to the D,
the number one
queer sound.
Met a woman from a foreign land. She held magic in her hand, and as she blew, five bubbles flew. Make a wish, she said, 'cause dreams come true. I said, love and laughter, joy with pain, to never feel alone again. Safety in a world of war, to be with someone I adore, and conflict with a grain of salt, where it doesn't matter who's at fault. All of this and so much more made up the dreams I wish for. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream.
Hello, world. You're listening to Queer to the T, the number one queer sound promoting a community at large. And I'm here at a, I was going to say home base. It's not home base. It is a home. It's like the two queer brown Johns. I've never
home
been.
Home base.
Right.
This is the John Cave.
This is the John Cave.
Wow. I wasn't prepared.
Prepare yourself.
I've been trying to practice the word John ever since 2001.
You still make, well, it's like Allegheny. It's a special talent.
Allegheny. Moving high.
Lancaster.
Passyunk.
I thought it was Passyunk for so long.
Passyunk? Whatever.
You're both messing it up. That's okay. We're going to move forward.
Clearly, not natives.
Luckily, not natives.
Okay.
The native is man. And I am with the two masterminds of two queer brown Johns. Say hey.
Oh, hey.
State your names.
I'm Yanni.
And I'm Evan.
Evan also sometimes comes on the show as the resident grouch.
It's true.
And we've missed Evan as the resident grouch. But this is an exclusive because apparently a lot of things were trickling around the blogosphere. There was a lot of thumb thugging going on. So you're gonna get their point of view in the second segment. But of course, as you know, we have hot topics because the world is just, well, it. So first on my hot topics, I have the beepsters at it again.
Oh, no.
What?
You have to update me.
Wait, what?
Justin Bieber has been, like, in the tabloids and, like, the news or whatever because he's just all by himself, reckless endangerment. Yet has seen not nearly a day in jail and or prison. Right. Sorry, Chris Brown. You're just not. They're just that into you.
You should have known when you named yourself Chris Brown, though. Brown.
Dead giveaway. Yeah. You must be in prison. So, beepsters in Beverly Hills in his condo. I am salty, though, that he has a condo and no GED. Anyway, moving forward, he is in his condo, and apparently his neighbors have been calling because he's disturbing the peace, he's having all these parties and blah, 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 blah. But yet, the police, they say they can't arrest him because they're not there to witness the noise that's happening. So it's yet something else that he can just get away with. So he's not going to turn his parties down because he's like, the police have been here. They haven't witnessed it. So I can still have these loud ass parties. Whereas his neighbors in the condo board are not very happy about that.
I can't wait to see when he burns something of his down. I just like look forward. That it's going to be that one angry guy. You know, like, what was he ever seen? Like Office Space?
Remember? Yes!
It's going to be that dude. Dude. I could bring this place down. You know, like, with my stapler. It's going to be that neighbor. He's going to lose it. He's just going to start snapping. He's going to burn the place down. I look forward to it.
He can't help it. He's always just turned up.
He's just turned up.
He's always just celebrating.
He's white boy turned up. He's like, yeah. He's like Miley Cyrus in, like, super pants and, like hard, no,
where is Miley Cyrus these days?
And super sneaks. Man.
Where is she these days? I don't know. Last time she was fingering
herself
on stage.
Well, the problem is Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber are the same person.
No, I thought
that's why one disappears and the other one appears.
No, but I thought Miley Cyrus and Draco Malfoy were the same person.
That is true, too. Oh. So it's a three-parter.
Wow.
It's a two-parter.
Yeah, did you just have an epiphany? Was that an aha moment?
Yeah, that so was notice, an aha moment.
Notice when a Harry
it's kind
Potter...
of like United States of Terror.
Right. When a Harry Potter's coming out, no Miley Cyrus, no Justin Bieber. When Justin Bieber's acting up, no Miley Cyrus. When Miley Cyrus is acting up, no Justin Bieber. And no Harry Potter movies. So this...
That's what they said about Michael and LaToya.
And this is the ultimate trick. Right. No, that's true, too. This is the ultimate trick, is that they're always talking about our people are hard to tell apart. But in fact, they're proving that their people are not.
That's the same. Because I literally thought for a long time that Miley Cyrus and Draco Malfoy were essentially the same person.
They are. I haven't seen that. It's not a thought.
Correct. So yeah, so Bieber is still not seeing jail time. He's done other stuff too, like he spit off the Statue of Liberty and threw pennies off the Statue of Liberty. Like
who hasn't done that?
That's true. But he should be setting an example, apparently.
Wish somebody would have came up behind him and just pushed him off.
That's great. Right. I mean, we
also
condone violence, but
he walked up 3 hours worth of stairs to do that. I just want to be clear on that because I've been to the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
I turned the going to the top down because I was like,
no, it's a hike.
Stairs. It's 3 hours of stairs.
And like, it's not like
yes,
a straight up John. It's a
so,
like it's a whole spiral.
It's
so that's
hours
what you should
stairs.
Be doing in your personal training sessions in the
whoa.
Morning.
See, I did that when I was like 4. So what I won't do is that again.
Yeah, okay? I turned it down.
And I was all jubilant because I was a youngster. That was a setup. No one climbed.
So he climbed to the top of the Statue of Liberty to act up. That's impressive to me.
He's dedicated. This is what you don't understand. You have to applaud his dedication, his passion, and his right to live life the way he wants to. He is young.
Entitlement's pretty.
Let him.
Entitlement's
right?
pretty.
Let that just happen.
Doesn't that feel good? Like I feel like entitlement's probably like the most comfortable shirt you own.
You know
like,
what?
That's true.
Gotta feel like
because he. He takes mugshots, but then he's, like, never seen the inside of jail. And he's doing so many things that, like, young brown people can't even think about doing. You can't, like, brown people can't go to the store without being, like, filmed. Or
right.
being, are you going to steal this? Or being followed. Did you catch the little...
Or shot on your way home.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
too soon.
It still feels like it's too soon.
It's always too soon.
The little boy, not little boy. Was he a little boy? He was a teenager, but he made some Vine clips.
Yeah, we saw.
It's
those
hilarious.
So funny.
And he's like, look, she thinks I'm stealing. She's stealing.
I posted those to you. I gave
you
those
gave
to
no.
I gave those to
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm possibly. Part of a special group on Facebook that I think showed it to me first.
Damn. Oh, too slow. That's
not
God,
your fault, though. But, like, because they're so, it went viral. Because he was like, look, she's, that was the one that warmed me in the best way. And she jumped. She looked. She jumped. And then, oh. It was great. It was great. But, you know, so, like, when I listen to stories, like, oh, but we can't arrest... I don't think I'm really mad at Justin Bieber. I think what I'm pissed at is the system. Mm-hmm. Because, I'm sorry, if that happened in a brown neighborhood, you don't get no, well, I wasn't here for the disturbance. They would write you up for disturbing the peace.
That's right. If they didn't just haul you in.
Right.
Or shoot
they
you.
Just knock on
again,
the door
and shooting. Or put something. You in a chokehold.
Oh, yeah,
that
chokehold.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, maybe Bieber will take out some people that we need to get rid of anyway in the middle of his shenanigans.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe he is the answer to our...
So he's the second
really
coming.
Sick prayers. Potentially. You have to kind of put a positive spin on these things sometimes. Or we can just send some NYPD people and some Philly cops to where he's at. Where is he?
And he's in Cali right now.
Yeah, let's just see what they...
And he's... And the thing that pisses me off the most, like... He's visiting. He's Canadian. And he's committing
he's
all
visiting.
These American crimes. And no one has deported him yet.
Our crimes look so different. Thank you for taking our customs and making them your own.
You know what I mean? I'm just
true.
Like, had I been from, like, Uganda doing this, I would have been, like, on the first flight and boat back home.
Right. I am impressed because usually we like to export our shenanigans to places like Thailand or Haiti.
True.
So I like that someone
Mexico.
Has decided to import their own brand of shenanigans and then take on and assimilate the American shenanigan system. So that's impressive. You know what? Justin Bieber's a genius. Just like I know Jessica Simpson, it's always been a plan. Her being dumb has always been a plan. A very creative
she's not dumb.
Plan.
She got married. She got remarried. Remarried.
To it.
I've seen dogs get married. I don't know. And cats. So marriage doesn't legitimize anybody's mind. But
Everybody kept being like, she's so stupid. And I'm like, but she's somehow stacking them checks. How is she doing? Checks. Brilliant. Her being that dumb.
You missed the eye. There is an eye dance.
Her being that dumb is, I think, a ploy. It's some sort of really strange, like, setup. It's made up. It's like an ongoing, like, Broadway performance. Like, she's just always in that character. She's just in that character.
That's true. I did see her on a weight loss thing. Which one was it?
Right, isn't she dumb?
Yeah, she was just like, and the meals come to your door? Like,
yeah, she wasn't sure.
I need for you to be certain, because you're doing the commercial.
They came to her door, and she still wasn't certain that they came to her door. See what I'm saying? That's got to be a character. She's like, she must get up and like, me, 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 me. I am
rubber
stupid.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Ready to be Jessica. Like, it's got to be made up.
Oh, Jessica Simpson, that's so sad. I did listen to your album once. It was great, though. I forget what album
she
it
did
was.
Music?
Yes.
She did do music.
What's wrong with you?
She has been distracting me with her dumb. I don't know.
Yeah. She did music, then she had a reality show, she got married, and then she
wasn't certain what her talent was, actually.
She sang. She's part of the Mickey Mouse Club. Her, Britney Spears.
Ryan Gosling,
and the other one.
Justin Timberlake.
Noticed none of the
Christina
black kids
Aguilera.
Made that show.
Who? There were black kids on there?
Exactly.
I didn't know there were black kids. I didn't even know they let us in.
Yep.
That's why we had the Jacksons.
There was like one or two. And notice everybody else went somewhere and not the rest of the team.
Hopefully they're executive producers somewhere.
They're not.
You don't know that.
They're drinking somewhere.
I was like, at first I was like, wait a minute, they let us in the Mickey Mouse Club at that time?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they did.
And I was like, I don't think they did.
Just some slightly tan.
I felt really bad because that one girl that used to be on Barney, she was on American Idol trying out. She didn't even make the cut. And that felt sad.
She was on Barney. You know, Barney is a dinosaur from our imagination. Like, that's legitimate.
Barney is a black man.
Which one? Because there were three Barneys, two of them caught on fire.
Oh.
Whoa.
Two Maybe he wasn't fire. Maybe I'm thinking about Elmo and his...
Elmo.
I thought Barney had...
No, there was one Barney that had some flavor, because you could tell the difference. Barney. But is that
the way he danced?
Yeah.
You were like, I think there's a black man in there. In that costume.
That's when they introduced...
Just like that?
No, it's
just
true. Like that. Because there was a change that happened. The first Barney caught on fire because it's the head mechanism. There's a fan in the head because that head is huge. like it's massively overgrown. Like it's a big head. So there's a fan in there. That thing short circuited and the homeboy caught a flame.
Stop it.
So then when the next season it came back, there was a new Barney. And I think that was the Barney with the flavor. Because they also introduced Baby Bob. Not the Baby Bob, the other one, the little purple joint.
JJ.
JJ?
No, what? JJ's the yellow joint.
There's a little purple.
What? So Baby Bop is purple. And then Baby Bop is purple.
Baby Bop is turquoise.
We're not going to go there.
She has a blankie. I know.
Yeah, that's weird. And then the yellow one is the boy with the hat.
Yes.
The younger one. Yeah.
That's JJ.
Okay. Yes. So the second Barney had a little bit more like, what you doing? What you doing? Had a little bit more flavor in him. Because when he was doing the Barney dance, he was like, yep. He got his wine and his two-step. Not on the show, but like in life. That's how I felt. Like, because he would move without thought, whereas the other Barney had to be go like, I'm choreographed to my movement. You know what I mean? Like,
one and two
and three. Where the other Barney was just like, get it! ABCs, get it! Like, he just went in. Hip-hop Harry?
What? What are you showing us?
I'm just scrolling through.
Supposedly,
that was Barney?
That man?
What? Nah, that's the second one.
I'm going to do more research.
Yeah, you do more research. So, yeah.
So, Justin Bieber.
So, yeah, we're going to move from Bieber because he's not.
He's no Barney. That's
he's no Barney, saying. And he's not apparently not getting arrested. So, Justin Bieber, please rob a bank so we can cut it down the middle, because you're not going to jail. They've obviously made it very clear. You can do no wrong, whatever. Like, it's just like, because he was drag racing in Florida without a license and still hasn't gone to jail. Like, you know, like, it's crazy. Speaking of crazy, other crazy news, I found this to be very, very hilarious because off air, they were having their Trader Joe's talk and healthy eating, and apparently Evan's on a diet. So
if you have been buying fruits from either, where do they say, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Costco, or the Kroger.
Walmart.
These fruits have been recalled. Yes, you can recall fruit.
You can recall fruit.
Peaches, nectarines, plums, plots?
Pluots.
Pluots, like Pluto with an ot.
Apricots and plums have had a baby.
That's nasty.
Mm, delicious.
It's a delicious baby. Except if it's been recalled.
No, it's been recalled.
It doesn't take away from the delicious. It just takes away from your life.
What happened to these?
Oops.
What's the other list?
They're not listing any illnesses as of yet. However, if you've bought any fruit between June 1st and July 12th, they're telling you to discard of them. And this came from the Wanoa Packing Company that, you know, packages all the fruits and vegetables for those.
I want my money back for my pluots.
And that one is located in Coulter, California warehouses. So all those warehouses, they've already shipped out food and vegetables. They're saying if you have them, please dispose of them. And then they're going to be filtering through. Something happened. They won't say what happened, but the Food and Drug Administration had to get involved.
That's nasty.
So I know the typical thing is like, oh, make sure you always wash your fruits and vegetables, but I don't think that's the answer.
In? What seeped in? That's my question. Because what you're saying is things with really thick skins. Like, what?
they haven't listed any illnesses as of yet. The Food and Drug Administration. Listen. This is a news breaking story. You're hearing it here first. So they're not listing anything as of yet. They're doing their investigation.
Me in the front, I have another question.
Let me finish your sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying. So if you have purchased those things, they're telling you don't eat them anymore.
What if I purchased them and I was eating them as I was leaving the store? What do I do about that now?
You watch the infomercials for late at night that says, have you had vaginal mesh surgery? And then you hope that you can get a lump sum.
So again, who's buying fruit at Walmart?
I know some people do.
Whoa, have you been to those?
They got Walmart? Super Walmart.
Have you
now.
Been to that one in South Philly?
Pause.
Come on,
it's not about what Walmart has. We know what Walmart has.
Well, the I don't support Walmart anymore because they don't have
who
fair
like
wages.
To Walmart it. Are they buying fruits and vegetables?
Oh no,
some people are. They have them there. They go missing.
That's true.
So assuming either
they should go missing because there's something wrong with them. That's what they shouldn't be purchased. Obvi.
But it doesn't matter that they got the Walmart because they went to Trader Joe's too.
They should also recall Walmart's
they're
pajamas for children because
they're
flammable.
Brackets.
Yeah, because they use the same warehouse. So Kroger's, Walmart, Costco, and Trader Joe's use that warehouse.
Kroger's in Houston.
See, they're doing a good job trying to kill us off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to get us off. Not this time. I don't eat your pluots.
I'm going to have to Google that because I feel like certain fruits should not, like, commingle.
That also just sounds like
ligers.
What the heck is a liker?
It's been a lion and a tiger.
And a tiger.
And what? I'm scared. Lions and tigers.
So what would you do if a liger was eating a pluot? What would happen then?
The world would combust. Because when Noah said put two of every animal on the boat, I don't think that's what he meant.
Well, I think it would just make for a really great YouTube cat video.
Like bunnies eating raspberries.
Yeah,
I watched that.
One of those. A big cat video.
Did you see that horrible YouTube video about the horse giving it to the mule? That was so bad.
Oh, Jesus, stop.
I'm sorry.
I can't. No. Don't.
It's really bad.
It's sorry?
Bad. It's bad. Because you know what?
I saw the Mr. Hands video. That was years ago, though.
What is a Mr. Hands video? We're derailing. We're so derailing. So we're going to take a break and we're going to be right back. Hello, world. We are back. You're listening to Queer to the T, the number one queer sound promoting a community at large. You can follow us on Twitter at Queer to the T. You can follow us on Facebook at Queer to the T. You can listen to past episodes at queertothet.blogspot.com. You can listen to past episodes of Queer to the T, Out and About, and Purely Proud at prradioonline.blogspot.com. And we are in the home of the two queer brown Johns. What up?
What up?
For our halftime listeners, state your name one more again.
My name is Yanni.
Evan.
Why?
Hey, Evan. Evan.
Gotta keep a masculine center. You know what it is. No.
Yeah, right.
That's my morning voice. Like,
come on. Fresh and late night voice, Barry.
That is. That is. It's my voice between the hours of 9 p.m. and like 9 a.m.
I can't stand her. Like, she's winning, like, the sarcasm bout, which is a bout that I usually win. But I'm going to let you have that since I'm in your home.
You.
Okay?
Thank you. I enjoy that.
She's showing off.
Didn't she agree?
So, ladies, it's Avi. Why we're here. You guys have a blog. You've launched it. You're famous. You're everything. But first, before we get into all that little do-do-do-do-do, yeah. Tell our listeners why you started your blog, your forum, and your space in the first place.
We started our blog because I think we were both fed up, to put it nicely, with being silenced. Mm-hmm. So we figured, hey, what can we do other than just talk to each other every night?
And be angry.
All the nights. And be angry and take this into spaces that are supposed to be personal and sacred and, you know, our sanctuaries.
Right.
We were taking this stuff through work, when we got home, out on dates, on vacations, all this stuff. And we were like, you know what? Let's put this into something positive and hopefully get other people involved.
Mm-hmm.
And get other people involved in a way that would be analytical and critical and just really engaging. Mm-hmm. So we created that ourselves because that's all you can do when you want something like
that's
that,
true.
Right? So we figured, hey, this would be a good outlet for us to just say what's on our mind without filters, without someone trying to control or filter what our thoughts are, because we have so many of them.
So many brown thoughts.
Yeah, so many brown thoughts. So yeah, that was mainly the goal to start with, I'd say.
I think it's also the lack of that conversation. I think that the conversations we want to have and that we're starting to have on the blog around being these, like, intersecting identities is happening in, like, very white queer spaces,
mm-hmm.
but not people of color spaces. It's still very heteronormative. It's still very, like, hyper-masculine, strangely mm-hmm. enough. There's still this huge and very popular divide of, like, butch and femme. And, like, I think the other component, too, is the fact that, like, we don't exist in this way where we, like, placate or force the other person to stay inside of their presentation. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it started too because I was watching this series. I'm sorry, I'm gonna do a shout out. It's not a shout out. I hate that. Okay, whatever. Let's see if it happens. I'll probably start another fight. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is I was watching this series called Studville TV because I was amazed at how insane some of the stuff that's out there for Black lesbians is, and Black queer women, or, you know, queer women of color. And Studville TV is this thing that's got, like, this immense amount of hits, and it is what it is, but it still was this dichotomy of, like, femmes are crazy bitches, mm-hmm. and, you know, and studs just be trying to hold a house down and try to be breadwinners, and all you gotta do is hang on the house. Like, it was still that story, but just with, like, chicks with ties on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't really see my masculinity or my masculine presentation as, like, dictating how I'm supposed to engage
mm-hmm.
with a feminine person.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't see it as, like, dictating how I'm supposed to be in this world. And so I think it was, like, trying to create something that, like, questioned that, too, in a brown space.
In a brown space.
Right.
Yeah. So how, aside from the other topic that we're going to get into, how has it been received so far?
That's hard to quantify in a way, just because we're not getting people outside of our friend groups,
okay.
or people that we love or who say they love us, you never really know, talking to us, really. So,
gotcha.
You know, we have people, you know, giving us a thumbs up on Facebook or reading stuff, you know, we get to track our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that there are views, but no comments, really, you know, no messages.
Yes.
So it's hard to really tell as far as what's being written on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, like, I mean, like, in terms of, like, people who have visited the site and continue, yeah. we have people that we can see have committed to reading the work.
Right.
Yeah.
We just don't know their opinions.
Yes. We've hit almost, like, 5,000 inside of a month.
Well, maybe it's because you are their thoughts. You ever think about it that way?
Yeah. I mean, but
so, you know, I would love to know.
Here, yeah, of course.
You know, because all we see is that it's not even like, hey, I liked this, or hey, keep it going. It's like, I saw it. You know? Okay, cool. I know you're a number who read this, but yeah. I would like to
talk to the brown girls.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, we still we can see people are reading it. We can see people are sharing it because that also shows up. Yeah. You can see that on that Facebook it's being shared, and that a lot of people are getting it through Facebook, which means that it has to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
And we are seeing too that you can see where it comes in from, so you can see that people are reading it off of their Tumblrs, or they're reading it off of their people. So people are committing to like the RSS feed too, which is great.
Yeah.
But you know, in terms of like blog comments, like we have like one. Maybe two.
Yeah.
We've not gotten anybody's written into us other than like the very first day where somebody's like, I'm excited this exists. And they were like, bye. And we write back. Like we do, we respond and we like to engage the conversation. So we definitely have written back every time we get a comment or we get a conversation going.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been pretty weird in that sense of like, people are looking at it because I think 5,000 in a month is substantial.
Very much so.
And
very much so.
4.7 of that is like unique visitors, so it's not, you know, randos, or it's not like robots or
stuff. You know, you get those like, you know, what is it, kickback cheap chasers, I don't know what they're called. You know those things where it's, okay, forget it, I'm not
I know what
I don't mean, I don't create algorithms, but you know exactly what I'm saying. But yeah, getting that, that means the space is needed. This is a time for the conversation to just to be started and to be accepted, which is
good. But it's hard to know when nobody's like saying like thanks or even just saying like, you know, fuck you, we hate you. Like even that, I'd be like, all right, well, there's some things we gotta work on. You know, like,
like thanks for the fuck you, but we're even
not to say that we don't appreciate it because we definitely get so excited when we're like, oh, another person read this. You know, because we're like tracking the numbers like that sometimes.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just would really love to hear actual words and response.
That's it.
Great.
Yeah, and I love the site. It's because you guys are together, but you also have and share the same common core. Yeah. But then it's like, no, this is Yanni's blog. No, this is Evan's blog. So it's good, so they can still not pick you apart because that's the wrong word. Tell you apart.
They
no, they're like pick you apart. It's Brown Jones, okay? So I'm thankful that you guys have the space. And have that intellectual banter back and forth. Because I do think it's needed. I've never seen Studville, but I'm pretty sure it's no different than the real L Word reality show. Mm. Where studs are... I know, your whole neck went a whole different way. Where studs are cast as the men.
Yes.
And then, you know, the femmes are cast as the women. And, you,
and they're crazy and they're...
Yeah, and you live out that stereotype.
Is real...
And you want to say, oh, we want to break those norms, but then you want to live inside them so you can make that coin, or as my students like to say, guap. You know, so it's like, find your voice. And I think if more people go to the blog, see that, like, have these conversations, have these real intents, because I love it. They use words in the dictionary, and it makes me happy. This is a love.
I think it's also important that like we have very different perspectives. There's stuff that she'll tell me, and I almost feel like I like today. I mean, there were some things that she shared with me about her experiences with some men, and I like because these are not normalized experiences for me because of my presentation and the way men engage me. I sometimes like am incredulous in a way that's like I don't believe it, and I feel like some of my questions are not affirming. So when she'll say like this dude just followed me for four or five blocks catcalling me, I'm just like, well, did you say anything back? Like, and I don't mean it's not to be victim blaming, but I just don't believe that happens. So she lives in a world that's very, very unique from even what I can understand. So it's not even as simple as like we're two queer brown Johns, but at the same time, like, these experiences and the way we move through the world are very different. The way that I experience harassment is so different.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I always think about when you talk about the men in their fly gold dresses, the one who wants to
those
preach
girls.
The whatever. You know, the queens out there who are like, and God said, whatever.
The 5 percenters.
Those dudes. Like, when you walk by there, they're like, and the homosexuals, you know?
Yeah, like, that's how I
walk by and they just keep talking. They're right. Just like, strut. Hey, queens. Girl, I love the embroidery. You know, like, whatever. But
so usually
it's very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, usually she's silenced or she's, like, sexualized. And then for me, I'm all, like, every time, it's always, like, I'm always called gay. And I'm always called gay in a way it's like, well, I am gay, but at the same time, it's like, why are you throwing that at me like that's supposed to be an insult? But then
because
I'm also offended,
yeah,
because you threw it at me like it's supposed to be an insult.
Because to the onlooker, you do look very queer presenting, and you do not.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's just a brown John, and mm-hmm. someone goes, look at you, that's a gay John.
The gayest of the Johns.
I'm not the gayest one in this relationship. I don't go on long rants about how much I think penises are ugly. I don't do that. Some of us do. I'm just gonna put it out there.
Wow, was that shade?
Penis shade. You can, like, shade that. Can
that's
you shade
that? But these are just, I'm stating facts. That's not really, it's just a fact. All right.
Penis shade is real, guys. She's leading the movement.
No.
Penis shade.
Keep going with those nice penis. I don't know. Never.
You can't even, you can't even craft
really,
it.
Girl.
To each their own.
There you go. See?
To each their own.
The helping. So we're gonna ease our way on through, because I have read and reread your write up. I had to, because I made some personal comments outside of the radio station on my own, and I read the write up. I know. Oh, sorry, it's the chair. I'm sorry.
No,
I have
no,
big
no.
butt syndrome. I'm so sorry.
No, it's everyone.
It happens. I just and I read. The response from G Philly. Mm. I also read the pseudo comment from G Philly via Josh. Right, Josh. I can't get his last name right, and I don't want to say him. Yeah, Schoenwolf. Please let me know. I don't want to disrespect your last name. So it was a lot. It was a lot to take in again. So it's like reading it and rereading. I was like, oh, and then I read it. Like, it kept happening. And then myself, I have a comment problem. Like, I read the comments before I comment, and that infuriates me. Because it reminds me that I live in a world where people just don't get it, mm-hmm. and they just don't care, mm-hmm. and they'd rather read 2 seconds of something, mm-hmm. as opposed to taking a minute to absorb what they just read and then formulate an adequate response. And, you know, so I'm reading down the comments and be like, these cunt bitches, and I'm like, oh, this is not how this works. You know what I mean? Like, I have these moments. So explain to our listeners what I'm talking about, but truncate it down a little bit as to what sparked your retort for Josh, what Josh's event was, whatever, and how it sparked it for you.
Oh, gosh. So,
as Jones that are brown in the world.
I was front. So when I started this blog, we started it. It was too create visibility for queer brown people. So in our, we have a section called You Ain't Know. And You Ain't Know is just a section for other queer brown people, queer brown Johns, mm-hmm. who are doing great things for the community. So not just doing great things, but doing great things for the community within the community, mm-hmm. to uplift it and be visible. So it's a way we can basically, it's one-stop shopping for finding.
Right. Because they do a lot of things. They go out and they traverse the world and be like, if you're queer and you're a brown John, come to this place. They're very open. They're very informative. They do a lot. Them some fun Johns. Okay.
All right. So to check that out. But so one of the ones that I was talking to was like, listen, this, I don't know how you're going to take this, but this might be a really great thing for the blog to kind of explore in terms of racialization and inside the, you know, and race politics in a queer community. It's one of those issues where you hit that standstill of like, what do you do when you're inside a marginalized community that's exacting these privileges? And mm-hmm. so they showed us this party advertisement. it was racial. I mean, I felt racial. So it's like a phonograph, and on it, the title of the theme and title of the party is Once You Go Black. And it's being presented.
...
And so, and then the catch line is an evening with Philadelphia's most sparkly black performers. That's written there. And then it's got a large, you know, finger pointing at this phonograph that's got this written stuff on it that says Josh Schoenwolf presents. And Josh Schoenwolf So obviously we're like, this doesn't feel right. This feels like black bodies on display. Mm-hmm. When I think about like historically, like minstrelsy, mm-hmm. when I think about speakeasies, because it's also being proposed to be like as a speakeasy. Mm-hmm.
And Josh mm-hmm. apparently is known throughout the Philadelphia area. I don't party, so I'm being receiving all this information.
Yeah.
He's a great party promoter. Word on the street is that his stuff is always sold out, and he's mm-hmm. very inclusive. But this event happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think for me, I know that it started off kind of with a personal slight, not for me, but for the people who wanted us to do this piece. It did start off in a microcosm mm-hmm. of, I think, a lot of his parties have been themed problematically for some time.
Mm-hmm.
There's been parties that have been awesome, apparently, you know, parties that have had themes that weren't problematic. There's nothing problematic about a neon party. There's nothing mm-hmm. problematic about Drink or Swim. Like, nobody cares. But there's a problem with parties named things like Oh My Hoodness, that have a woman of color's butt and a thong on display as the promotion.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's things like Ratchet Wednesdays, which consistently had very busted up looking black people as part of the party promotion. So, but this for us, I think it was just, we didn't know who he was. Right. I still don't really, he's still an obscure character right. that haunts on the outskirts of my life. Really, just like way on the outside. Like, if I was the Wall of China, he's like totally in Mongolia. Like, whatever. And he's not Genghis Khan, so it's not happening. I was like, okay, sure, we can write a piece on why this is problematic. So we did. We sat down and we thought deeply about it. We said, you know what, let's present the history. Let's make it funny and bubbly.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we love to do.
Because mm-hmm. it's, you know, these kind of things are, we don't want our blog to be angry. Consistently want the blog to be fun to read,
right.
whether it be really well written and creative writing, or whether it be really just catching. But I want people to walk away and laugh. I know it's what I want, and I know that's how she presents a lot mm-hmm. of her ideas, too. So we wrote a blog that was just, this is the history of speakeasies, this is why this would be this theme would be problematic because it's black bodies on display and the history of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only thing that we said in particular about Josh Schoenwolf was that we had no idea who he was, so we weren't certain that people who were reading it would necessarily know. And so we just simply said, just so you can see the juxtaposition of how this can be problematic, Josh Schoenwolf is a white, cisgendered, male gay guy in mm-hmm. Philadelphia. And so you can see how this would get weird when you have Josh Schoenwolf presents. So this white cisgendered gay man presents, once you go black,
mm-hmm.
a speakeasy, an evening with Philadelphia's most sparkly black performers. It feels like flesh peddling.
Yeah.
When you think about just thematically, and it's being presented at LaTage, which is historically very, very kind of a more privileged mm-hmm. white cisgendered gay space. It's not someplace that, I mean, it's an upscale restaurant and cabaret space. So this was, putting all these pieces together, visibly what this did not do is that it put black people on display, but not in a place where a multicultural group could have access as an audience.
As far as what we were able to, I guess, kind of gather from what was being presented in that way. And it's something that we are owning up to as well when writing this, because we didn't really dive into it further. It wasn't about, like, going around and asking questions mm-hmm. and being like, so what's happening with this? And what does this mean? And that wasn't the point. It was like, this is about flash, first reaction, oh my God, what am I feeling? What am I connecting this to?
Yeah.
What is happening in my mind? Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing some research on who Josh is. But again, don't really know the guy. And that's okay. We don't have to be friends. You don't know us either. This wasn't about him or about
the
actual performers mm-hmm. or anything like that. It was strictly about what was presented on this piece of paper.
And the marketing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was my concern as well. When I looked at it, I was just flabbergasted. I saw the pictographs and things in the corner, but what really got my eye is once you go black. And I was like, eh! As a promoter, you only have a 140 character moment to state your cause. And I was like, state it. Come on. Fix it. Help me. And I was not fixed as an onlooker. So what transpired after you wrote your blog, you said your piece, you crumpled things up, and you walked away.
We posted it maybe to like, let's say like six people's walls on Facebook. And it did. It got really good circulation, which was, you know, it's always a dream that as someone who writes to get good circulation.
But that, I mean, it was not a goal of ours.
No.
That was not.
You were like, you had an opinion.
I'm about to send this out so that I can get. That was not.
You were just voicing your opinion in your space.
And we thought it might feel good and affirming for people who have been thinking this, because there's been a lot of people thinking this about the Philadelphia gay space for some time. And so we thought that there was going to maybe be like 20 people that would read it, feel affirmed, walk away, enjoy their week, and be like, at least it's not just me. I'm not the only one reading things like this.
Right. Because I often have those moments like, I so saw this alone. No one else is seeing this with me. Yeah. Okay. And then that's also a silencing mechanism, because sometimes you feel like, oh, since I'm the only one that sees it and speaking my mind on it, then I must be the problem.
Yeah. I should be quiet.
Right. All of those.
I'm overthinking
it. I'm being super sensitive. You know, where it's, everything is post-racial. We should calm down. Like, I have those moments multiple times.
That's the start. I mean, that's the exact point of John Jackson's, like, racial paranoia book. It's like, you're experiencing this alone in a vacuum. No one else has these racial moments. Yeah. You're the freak. You know, like, and if you were to turn around and be like, I think you're following me because I'm black and I'm in your store, that person would be like, I'm just fixing a shelf. And so it's like, it's there, but then it's able to disappear because no one said the N-word. Nobody.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was the premise, was to be like, no, we see this too. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Here's our thoughts. And that's it.
And that's it. And then you woke up one morning.
Well, apparently a writer from G Philly, Brian Butler, who I have a small background with, where I've done presentations for, he teaches English at Gloucester County College, which is now turning into Rowan College at Gloucester. And so I honestly don't even know, because our Facebook was maybe 2 weeks old at the time. I don't even remember if we were actually friends with him yet, but somehow it got circulated in a way where he snapped it up and decided to write a piece on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which we did not know about.
For G Philly.
For G Philly.
Yes. We did not know about that until people, friends of ours, decided to share that with us and be like, hey, guess what happened? You might want to click on this right now. And we were like, no, we're both at work. We're busy. Like, I have all these kids screaming in my ear. I don't have time. But we had to jump on that very quickly because it blew up.
And essentially, what was G Philly's take on your take of the taking?
G Philly didn't really have a take. I mean, G Philly interviewed him. Apparently, Brian had emailed us, like, messaged us through Facebook to our page, not to our account. And so it was hard to pull up his email, so we hadn't done it. And so, I mean, I'm sure we would have been more... I'm sure we would have had a better take or a better representation in it if we had been able to get back to him in time.
Yeah.
But I think he just was on a time crunch. He was like,
writers and a magazine time crunch.
Right. And so it was Josh Homewolf was being interviewed, and he was all upset about this, apparently. He was upset before the G Philly article came out, but then the G Philly article came out, and it got bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it became citywide.
Right.
And then the comments... I think where it kind of really went south was that it became cyber harassment as the response to us having an opinion about something that really
wasn't... Yeah, you guys got thumb-thumbed a lot.
Yeah. Which, I'm really proud of us because we're both pretty mean and we didn't do back.
Oh, we did not do half of the things we discussed. And that's not a threat, y'all. Don't worry. I'm not coming to your house. I got better things to do. But we definitely bit our tongues because we did not want to... be a part of what was happening in the mud. Like, that was not...
And I just want to go... Like, there was a lot of thumb thugging going around, which was kind of counterproductive to people's original stance about why the show existed in the first place. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, certain talent who was supposed to have been in the event, what people may or may not know by the time they listen to it, the event has been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And the community, which I'm really surprised, the Philadelphia community has placed blame on you girls, saying, well, this event is shut down because of you.
We got what we wanted, kind of thing.
Yeah, and then the whole people walking around, you're walking around the city taking pictures with other brown people to show that you're not racist. And that was I think a little bit of G Philly's fault, because they didn't even mention him being racist in that. So the title was a little bit, that was a lot. The heading was a lot. Is Josh racist? And we're like, where'd that come from out of this whole soliloquy? Where out of this whole soliloquy of history about speakeasy, about just being brown in society in general, where did you get that these women are saying that Josh was racist. Like, right. That point, that's where I feel like the point was completely missed. And the thumb thuggy didn't help. I mean, people calling these women cunts, brown cunts, none of that. So, like, there's a hierarchy to cuntdom now, apparently. And then people walking around like, oh, you know, they would make a quote. They would say something. And be like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I appropriating you? Because the two queer brown Johns seem to think I am. And, like,
write a blog about this.
Yeah. And I'm so upset. And that's, and if you... And that's a societal problem. People are real quick to say things on the internet that they would never say to your face. Because I'm pretty sure those people who are making, you know, bullying, which is what you were doing, cyberbullying, you wouldn't have said these things to these women's faces if you saw them walking on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And
which they probably saw.
Yeah, they probably did. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I don't think you guys wanted the event to be canceled.
No. That's the thing. Like we said, it wasn't about the actual event. That's where people got it twisted. Not about the event. It was about the advertising. Also, it wasn't personal. It was never a personal attack. I can say I am not from here, which, whatever, I have my feelings about that. I am proudly not from Philadelphia. I've only been living here for just over 2 years.
Oh, implant. There yes. You go. Yeah.
So this isn't... How things exist in Philadelphia and the culture that exists here within the gay community is not part of my history,
mm-hmm.
or it's newly part of mm-hmm. my history, let's say that. So when we were talking about these things, we're talking about how people participate within the institution
mm-hmm.
and the role that they take on within the institution and how that is problematic and how we push it forward by continuing with these issues in a way that's disconnected or... Yeah. About the personal and not the bigger picture. You know, it's that. Don't make this about you. It's not about you, honey. And you should be happy it's not about you, right. Sweetie. That's not it.
Right.
We're trying to engage in a way where we can attack the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, attack the system.
Right.
Attack
you know, like, I mean, not to sound too cliche or anything like that, but that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. So... For all of this to start happening where people are getting offended, you know, on Facebook, us talking about us ruining their dreams or us making this about them and trying to take something away from them
mm-hmm.
is completely off the mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so while we're just trying to sip some tea and have our crumpets and take a nap, all of this is happening in the cyber world,
mm-hmm.
Unbeknownst to us.
Yeah, you're like, the world apparently is just like falling apart. And I'm just right. like... How and right. why? Like, you know, and it's one of those things is if you believed in the event that was happening, not you, the girls, the promoters and the people who were supposed to be engaged, put the money up, X, Y, and Z, why would you cancel an event off of one or two people's critiques?
Right.
I think we joked about it was like, you know how many bad reviews Rent got before it became Rent?
Right.
Right. Wicked is still on Broadway, even with the understudy. So, you know what I mean? Like,
good.
You know what I mean? Like, Carolina Change wasn't Carolina Change before it was Carolina Change. Like, it had to race to the Tonys. Mm. So, everyone has something to say. Oh, a Jewish man can't write about a black maid experience. Well, he kind of did. Mm. And he sang about it. So, I don't know how you feel about it. And it's, like, one of the go-to musicals of all time. So, if you believe in your work, if you believe what you are doing had meaning and purpose, why would you cancel it off of an opinion?
And I was raised by a group of gay white male artists. Like, they will tell you that up front. And so if the response to that blog post had been, yeah, you're right. One of two things. Yeah, you're right. The name is provocative and it's provoking. And that's the point, because that's the point of art, is to provoke and to be provocative. And we're trying to make a statement about black bodies on a display in a dated time sense. I would have been like, you ate me on the dance floor, get him.
Right.
I'm sitting down.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Or if they'd been like, oops, didn't realize that, I didn't see that at all, was just naming stuff, really want people to come out and see these amazing people of color do their thing and be queer, we'll call it, you know, a speakeasy, an evening with the ladies of the night, and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, hey, no problem, glad I could help you with that problem, and walk away and come see it, buy a ticket, everything. But neither of those things happened. Right, what resulted was people being like, why are you talking mean about me? That didn't happen. And then proceeded to up the ante because we said one mean thing in their mind about them or their friend. then upped the ante to say 9,000 mean things about us to all of their friends.
Right.
And we were just like, that's the response. So it also didn't get canceled because of any desire on this end. Mm-mm. Quite the opposite. We right. would love to see people of color, queer people of color, mm-hmm. particularly, do well and have a performance. It got canceled because of your bad behavior, you know?
Right. Go you, sit in the corner with your dunce cap on. Right.
You throw a tantrum over what was served for dinner, you don't get dessert. Like, that's where exactly. it is. So there was plenty of ways you could handle dinner not being going your way. This was not one of them.
Right.
Mm. No cookies for you. That's just how that went down. Right. So nobody got what they wanted. What we wanted was to start a conversation. So you're right. We did get what we wanted, but we got it a long time ago, way before you canceled anything and way before any of this took its turn. We got what before we wanted as soon as we hit publish on our blog and people sent it and shared it. That's all we wanted. Right. I didn't care about G Philly. So when people were like, oh, we're trying to get blog hits, we're like, I don't need your blog hits. First of all, we had 3,000 before G Philly came about, so I'm not really worried about
and
that
that's
either.
That's not it. It doesn't begin and end there. Right. Like, if that was it, like, we were talking over brunch one day, and we're like, if that was it, brunch. Then we would just show our titties. Like, I got some nice boobs. And I could just put on some lipstick and come on, I go to the gym. Tits. Come on, we are fine. Like, we're good. Mm-hmm. If that's all I wanted.
Right.
But it's not about that. It's not that simple. It's not about that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're thinkers. Like,
right.
we want to make this complex.
Right.
And so that was complex.
Right.
And people couldn't handle that it. Part.
Like, I don't mind
be
provoking.
Mad at us because you are unable.
Do you see her eyes? You can't. Right, you can't see it.
On that level.
Yeah.
Not on us. Keep doing your thing, boo-boo. Keep dancing. Keep doing what you... Like, we support. We're artists as well.
Yeah.
We're just not trying to exist in that. Not to say that there was anything wrong with the show. Again, it's not about that. It was just about how you were putting it out there and what you were stirring up with that. Mm-hmm. Know your audience. That's what you should know. As someone who is in the entertainment business,
mm-hmm.
know your audience. Know who you're trying to cater things to.
Right.
And be smart about it.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking.
I feel like that's fair. So where do you guys see your blog life going? You started the conversation. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the conversation. Mm-hmm. Thought-provoking.
Well, it's funny because, so all of this is still happening. I'm still getting emails from G Philly. I mean, not even emails, just messaging back and forth on Facebook with G Philly writers and, like, wanting there to be more conversation in the community. And I think they would want to ride the wave because it's also, that G Philly article, say what you want about it, but it was the highest hits G Philly's ever had on any of their articles online ever. I mean, again, you've only shared what we wanted shared, which was the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really hated us so much, you should have told everybody to not read it or not go.
Right.
You know, just be like, oh, there's this thing out, ignore it.
Right. Like every other theater company in Philadelphia does. Like,
right.
they post their bad reviews with their good reviews, but everyone's still going to see Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
Right.
So just, you should have just let it rock, but you, all of this drama and all this personalization has made it so that it's only gotten more popular. I mean, the latest one that's up there is about recently the violence against trans women of color.
Yeah.
It's a really heavy topic. As an ally, I feel really strongly about it because of the fact that a lot of times we leave trans women of color kind of dangling out off of the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I do identify them as part of the queer community.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't, their sexual identity is not queer.
Right.
I recognize that they're the most at risk to violence in our community, but they're the first ones to step in front of a parade. I mean, they were the main ones, them and drag queens, which are two different separate creatures, obviously. I know people should know that. They're the first ones throwing fists at Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that young queer brown people have notoriously, when you look at things like Paris is Burning, when you look at movies and the history of being trans women, even before maybe that was even the language around being trans women, that these were the women that housed and fed queer brown people who did not have homes, did not have places to go. They got people off of drugs. I mean, and this isn't just turning them into, like, the mammies of the queer brown world.
Right.
It's also of, like, that's some real shit, though, that they've held us down through these movements, monumental moments, and when they're murdered, we're just kind of like, oh, they were murdered. Like, none of us feel like it's our responsibility to take it up. We hate the fact that they were murdered, but nobody
takes up the flag.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a lot of the trans people are like, this is awful, but it's like trans people are like 0.1% of the community, like, or the overarching community.
Yeah.
And that's not fair that they're left to kind of carry that burden when I know trans people who are constantly fighting for mm-hmm. gay and lesbian rights.
Right.
And gay and lesbian awareness and gay and lesbian safety.
Yeah.
And so I want to have that conversation about seeing these women as part of our queer brown female world because yeah. they are.
Yeah.
And so that's up there. It's called A Murder of Crows and it's Telltale Hearts. So it's kind of a tongue in cheek.
Yeah, we're just sharing what's stuck in our minds all the time. That's where the blog is going. You know, like, we want to branch out a bit more. We want to hop around a bit, document when we are traveling.
Youth voice.
Yeah, youth voice, definitely bringing that in, bringing in the arts, bringing in, you know, more educators and more thinkers and mm-hmm. Just highlighting the people who go unseen or unheard or who just, even if it's just because of who they are, kind of lurking in the shadows and just giving them a chance to do what we wanted to do at the beginning with this. It hasn't been in existence that long at all. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot that we can look forward to, but we want to hop around a bit and just, I guess, explore where our own kind of ideas take us to, because that was never established. Like, we weren't like, I'm just going to write about this one thing.
Right.
It's kind of like, whatever comes, yeah. whatever comes to mind. So it can lead in many, many directions.
And we are going to take one direction. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, wrapping it up with the two queer brown joints, right? Joints.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, put your lips together and then, like, drag them down, like, joints.
Oh, that's a good way to walk them through the process.
Just so they're not calling you Johns. It's an open sound. It's an open sound.
That's not what it is. I saw that. That's not what it is. That person was wrong.
All the way wrong?
All the way wrong.
So here's a chance to get it all the way right. They're going to give you what you need to look them up, to see what they're about, where they're going, where their dreams are headed. So take out your iPads, your iPens, or whatever, your Ginkgo biloba, notebooks, anything you need to help you remember this information that they're going to give you in 5, 4, 3, 2.
So if you would like to hit up our blog, you can find us at 2, the number 2. QBJawns, spelled JAWNS.com.
And then on the Facebook, the Book of Faces.
Mm-hmm.
We are 2, the number 2, queer, QWEER, so throw in the W in there for the U, Brown Johns, JAWNS. And then we also are really good at making friends, so our regular Facebook activity usually comes through, instead of if you don't want to join the page, you can be our friend, and that one's at Yanni and Evan.
And also Twitter, yes?
We do love to tweet.
We are on Twitter as 2QBJohns. Yes, that's it.
No Insta picture, no.
No,
we don't got the Instagrams yet. We're
not yet.
About it.
I don't like pictures.
No Reddit, no Tumblr. No.
See, okay, just, I don't like pictures.
I don't.
Her eyebrows be on point,
I
though.
Fight her on every photo.
Every photo. If you go on, so on our website, there's a lot of photos of us because we like put our face to a name. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. We're not going to hide behind a blog. We're going to put our faces on. But every photo, man, she fights me on. Every photo. Doesn't matter how I edit it, she kills me.
I don't know why. Eyebrows are done and they came from the gym, so we're not going to go there, okay?
Right.
I was like, full face from the gym?
Oh, she surfed.
I went to work this morning, all right?
Yeah, like I woke up like this. It's always the pretty people that got first world concerns. I don't like this picture. Oh, that's not my good side. Like, oh my goodness. Right. My eyebrows ain't done. Her eyebrows is dead. They're so done, they did up. Okay, see, first world problems.
Problem.
I don't sound like that. Shit.
The lies you tell. Oh, I love me some Tamar. I will hit you. Yeah, the lies you tell. Okay. So, did you guys have a good time?
We had a great time. Yeah, like, we always have a good. We try to have a good time. I mean, yeah.
they have a type of humor though. Like, it's kind of like you got to sit with them for a little bit to get it. So if you're offended, that's the wrong approach. You really gotta be like, okay, I get it now. I see. I said, like, you know, you gotta sit with it. Gotta marinate. It's no like knock knock. Who's there? Orange. Like, it's not that type of. You know what I mean? Not that type of humor that's like cute and cuddly. Like, you really gotta listen. You be like, I don't know if that's shade or if that's humor. But I'm going to laugh, so I don't feel some type of way.
It's a little of both. But you can definitely check out our different voices on the blog.
Yeah.
Hers is...
Yanni, go off.
Mine is Evan, yes.
That's so queer.
Like it?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Our joint one, which is usually hot topics, or usually like things that are concerning us in the community, is...
That main page.
The main page, yeah. Spaces in many places.
Spaces, yeah.
That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And then the one where we highlight a different person, you will see that one's called You Ain't Know. Wait, it's Queer Brown Johns on Blast.
Queer Brown Johns on Blast. I've been having these epiphanies lately. Sometimes I wonder if I'm brown.
It's painful.
It's okay.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Queer to the T, the number one queer sound promoting a community at large. Bye!
Queer to the T, the number one queer sound!
I met a woman from a foreign land. She held magic in her hand, and as she blew, five bubbles flew. Make a wish, she said, 'cause dreams come true. I said, love and laughter, joy with pain, to never feel alone again. Safety in a world of war, to be with someone I adore. And conflict with a grain of salt, where it doesn't matter who's at fault. All of this and so much more made up the dreams I wish for. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream. Don't wake me up. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream. Don't wake me up.
Queer to the T, the number one queer sound.